Good morning, I'm Rashan Gidwani. It's Wednesday, the 18th of January, 2023. Singapore shares slid in line with the declines recorded at most Asian bourses on Tuesday, amid reports of the Republic's December exports having experienced their steepest decline in a decade. The Straits Times Index was down 3.09 points, or 0.1%, to 3,280.51 points, the second day in a row that the blue chip barometer has dropped. Wall Street's main indexes opened lower on Tuesday after Goldman Sachs missed quarterly profit estimates, worsening sentiment already dented by downbeat economic data from China earlier in the day. Multi-industry food company QAF expects its operating performance before exceptional items for its second half of 2022 to exceed its results in the first half, the company said in its profit guidance on Tuesday. QAF said its second half performance is typically better than the first half, although it had been challenging to comment on the trend in the current volatile environment. Singapore tourism receipts reached an estimated 13.8 billion Singapore dollars to 14.3 billion Singapore dollars in 2022, about half of the 2019 pre-pandemic level, based on preliminary figures, the Singapore Tourism Board said at their year-in-review on Tuesday. This was on the back of 6.3 million international visitor arrivals, above STB's forecast of 4 to 6 million visitors, though only about a third of the 2019 figure. Singapore's non-oil domestic exports, or NODX, contracted again in December, dragged by declines in non-electronic shipments and declining deliveries to most of the Republic's top 10 key markets, data from Enterprise Singapore showed on Tuesday. Non-oil domestic exports, NODX, in December tumbled 20.6% year-on-year from a high year-ago base, extending the 14.7% fall in the previous month and marking the third consecutive month of decline. Apple on Tuesday unveiled new MacBooks powered with the latest M2 Pro and M2 Max chips made in-house in a surprise announcement ahead of its traditional launch event. The Mac Mini starts at $599, cheaper than the latest iPhone 14 series, and is available beginning January 24th. Apple, however, did not provide pricing information for the laptops. Morgan Stanley reported a smaller-than-expected 41% drop in fourth-quarter profit on Tuesday as the bank's trading business got a boost from market volatility, offsetting the hit from sluggish deal-making. Revenue from Morgan Stanley's investment banking business fell 49% to $1.25 billion in the fourth quarter, with revenue declines across the bank's advisory, equity, and fixed income segments. Goldman Sachs Group on Tuesday reported a bigger-than-expected 69% drop in fourth-quarter profit due to heavy losses in its consumer business and a slump in deal-making that hit its investment banking unit. The bank reported a profit of $1.19 billion, or $3.32 per share, for the 3 months ended December 31st, compared with $3.81 billion, or $10.81 per share a year earlier. Saudi Arabia is open to discussions about trade in currencies other than the US dollar, according to the kingdom's finance minister, in what could be another challenge to the greenback's hegemony. There are no issues with discussing how we settle our trade arrangements, whether it is in the US dollar, whether it is the euro, whether it is the Saudi rial, Mohammed Al-Jadan told Bloomberg TV on Tuesday in an interview in Davos.